Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions and great plants on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com, and Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years, open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And yay, hear from the Phantom Gardener. Jude Clausen is here. And we both want to remind everybody that Monday is Earth Day, but this you can celebrate early. And yeah, Earth Day. Boy, if there was ever a... It's just getting more and more important every time we hear that word, Earth Day. So, Jude, you've got stuff going on today.
Yeah, we've been celebrating Earth Day all weekend. We celebrate it every day too. But yeah, this weekend we've had some fun free workshops going on and all sorts of good stuff. There's some specials on certain plants and stuff like that. At 11 a.m., organic gardening with Anita from Coast of Maine. They're an amazing, yeah, certified organic soil company. And so she'll be joining us. It's an Earth Day tradition. She always comes and loves to gab about organic gardening, seed starting, growing veggies, anything and everything. She knows so much. So that's always fun. And then from 1 to 2, we're going to be doing things with kids, planting seeds, planting up little pansies and clay pots and doing some fun little activities like that. And we've got Freet's Food Truck here today. They're going to be with us from 12 to 3, serving up their delicious Freet's and all those delicious toppings they do. So it's going to be a fun day. Lots of cool stuff going on. We have these great little perennials. They're a nice little plantable size, 1 quart, and they're buy one, get one free. It's like such an amazing deal. So that's my favorite special of the day. There's some other stuff going on too, but really great stuff. And we have so many plants. Oh my gosh, we're overflowing already.
Awesome. I love hearing that. Also, you know, I plan on buying a native for Earth Day and planting it consciously and saying, this is for Earth Day. This is my Earth Day perennial that I can, or tree or shrub or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That I can remember Earth Day when I'm out there gardening.
I love it.
To make every day Earth Day. And I know you guys have lots of great natives and it's very cool. So, okay, before we get started on the plant thing, you are my houseplant queen. You and Victoria Coyne are the houseplant queens of the universe.
Oh.
Despite the fact that we have some wonderful days, it's too early to take your houseplants out.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Really about a month too early. You have to be very careful. I mean, you can start looking at it mid-May, and it's wonderful to, even if you can, kind of go in and out, sort of hardening stuff off like we do with, seedlings we start and that kind of thing. Or if you have a front porch, that's great. Nice way to ease them if you're going to be moving them out into even more sun. So yeah, too early to move out the houseplants, too early to plant tomatoes, but we're getting there.
I know. It seemed like a very dark winter.
Yeah, it was. I know this kind of winter's hard for me because, you know, it was mild, but it was just kind of lame.
Yeah.
And then just when we felt like, okay, we've turned that corner, and this happens like annually. So it's funny that I even act surprised or whatever. But, you know, then we just slip back into winter and we get like a nice ice storm or, you know, snow. And so, yeah, Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to more sun.
Yeah.
It's been really nice having some more sunshine lately. Really good.
So here we go. All, you know, we're Jonesing, no doubt about it. Okay. And plants, it is fine to get out there and plant perennials.
Definitely.
It is fine to get out there and plant trees and shrubs.
Right.
What stuff is coming in? What are you most excited about?
Oh, geez. Everything gets me so excited this time of year. I can be looking at, a pansy again, but I'm just so excited. But we do have some gorgeous hellebores, some new varieties that are just absolutely stunning. So they get me really excited. And we've got some cool petunias, actually. Black petunias, petunias that almost look like a starry sky with some little splotches in them. So that's fun. They smell great too.
And those are annuals, so you
Those
want
are annuals, so you don't want to put them out yet. But we have a lot of that stuff here already in our greenhouse. You'll see geraniums and petunias and other sorts of fun annuals, lots of cool begonias. And then what we have out front under the pergola, those are more of our cold hardy annuals. And so there you can get pansies and dianthus and dusty miller. And creeping Jenny is a fun filler and so hardy. It's perennial, actually, so that can get planted out. And things like Nemesia and, oh, yeah.
speaking of dianthus,
Yeah.
there are some very early perennial dianthus that are a wonderful ground cover.
Oh, yes. Pretty. Absolutely great in a rock garden, great as a little ground cover. We have so many dianthus in. They're beautiful, all sorts of colors and sizes. Some are these sweet little tiny delicate flowers. Then we've got some nice, large, real fragrant ones. They're so lovely. They're so hardy.
Yeah, and they're early, and they are, I always find too, I'm becoming more and more of a scissors gardener every year. You know, I just have these scissors that I just love. And they are a worthy shear.
Oh yeah, because they bloom again. What I love too is that, the critters tend to leave them alone, at least in my experience. They smell so good, but for whatever reason, they don't seem to be a temptation to, the deer and some of the other things. At least that's been my experience. So I love that.
And dianthus, carnations are a member of the dianthus family.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about dianthus, we're talking about that wonderful carnation fragrance, but all kinds of plant shapes and flower sizes.
Yes.
If you are not a dianthus, if it's not on your plant menu, get it up there. It's a great appetizer.
Yes, it is. It does really kick off the season beautifully. Yeah, and there's so many to choose from. It's really fun.
Yeah, and I think, you know, more and more, I appreciate ground covers.
Yeah.
They sure cut down on the weeding, and they just create like a canvas, you know, for things around them. And most of the dianthus have sort of grayish leaves, which
Yeah.
means they're going to be fine if, for heavens forbid, we ever get a drought.
Right. Nice and drought tough. Yeah. Yeah. I use a lot of the hardy geraniums like that as well. Let them really spread and become a nice ground cover. I just love them.
Yeah, I love there's one, oh, I can't, I they've changed its name so many times. It used to be Bykova, I think.
I had a feeling you were going to mention that one. Yeah,
That is
love
a
it.
great spreader and really nice, and the leaves are really nice and fragrant.
Absolutely. I love that scent.
Yeah, and it's just I think especially in the early spring, getting out there and having that fragrance thing happening when you're cleaning out your garden or you're planting new things and you brush up against something and it's just like, oh my gosh.
I love it.
It's really, really cool. So yeah, the perennial geraniums, and there's some beautiful, are they called cranesbills geraniums? The
Yeah,
blues, purple.
like Johnson Blue, and there's one that I've seen it as Roseanne and also Roxanne, so I'm not really sure who that is, but I always say Roseanne, but maybe it's supposed to be Roxanne. And then the one you mentioned, like Bialkalove or something, I love that one. There's so many. They're wonderful.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're a great plant. So when you see them, get them. You know, I love the spillers and the spreaders and the ground covers. They really make a garden just different, you know, and they're there all the time. You don't have to worry about them again. They just spread. We have to take a quick break. Jude Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener on Route 9. Don't forget, today's Sunday. They're celebrating Earth Day, and they've got classes, and they've got the Fritz food truck, and they've got all the joy that we're all celebrating Earth Day, and we're all doing something good about it. So we're going to break. Garden Show and Home is brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com, and Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. We'll be right back.